Betrovich and Senator Miller, excuse my call. Prayer by the chaplain, Father Dale Sorrell.
Let us pray. Celebrating Mother's Day tomorrow, Lord, grant us a humble spirit which rejoices that who we are at our best, our mothers helped us to be. May it be an honor for mother and a blessing for us to say, I am a daughter, I am a son of my mother. May we be thankful as well that in our daily walk, we can go with God. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 110th day in Senate Supplement Number 18.
Senator Curtillo. Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal. Without objection, journal certified. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Committee substitute for House Bill 133, Finance, Chapter 54. I have no further messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed Senate Bill 149, amended, supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 149, Finance.
Senator come to order. Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the Senate concur in the House amendments.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 149. Is there objection? Without objection, it's concurred. Further messages from the House?
The House has passed the following. Committee substitute for House Bill 330 by the State Affairs Committee entitled An Act Relating to Regional Native Housing Authorities and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill 331, Finance by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Relating to the Creation of a Housing Development Revolving Loan Fund for purposes of providing seed money and feasibility studies and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
House Bill 332 by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs to establish a Central Office of Housing Assistance and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
House Bill 333 by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Allowing Two or More Housing Authorities to Act Jointly.
Health, Education, Social Services.
House Bill 426 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee by request entitled An Act Relating to Medical Assistance for Needy Persons.
Health, Education, and Social Services, and I'd ask the chairman of that committee to look at it with regard to whether it needs a finance referral. It does not appear to. Can't tell for sure.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communication?
I have none.
Reports of standing committees?
I have none.
Reports of special committees?
The Conference Committee with powers of free conference, which has had committee substitute for House Bill 131 and committee substitute for House Bill 131 amended by the Senate, Public School Foundation Program, under consideration recommends that committee substitute for House Bill 131 amended by the Senate be adopted incorporating the attached amendment by the Free Conference Committee, which has been distributed, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill 131 amended FCC.
Does every senator have a copy of them? Senator Ray?
President, I would move for the adoption of the committee report.
Senator Ray moves the adoption of the Free Conference Committee report. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Inadvertently, we put in the amendment in the wrong place. It was possibly my error as much as it was anybody's. After we took it down to after the House had seen it, it discovered one area of the state did not cover the whole area. So in order to have it cover the area, we had to have it made for Congress, and that's what we did. So now it does cover the whole area. School districts that have less than 20
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of Free Commerce Committee report on House Bill 131. Is there objection? Without objection, Free Commerce Committee report is adopted. Are there further reports of special committee?
I have none.
Introduction of resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 37 by the Judiciary Committee relating to serial numbers on outboard motors.
Ruled.
Senate Bill, excuse me, I have no further resolutions.
Introduction of Senate Bill.
Senate Bill number 434 by Senator Bradley, entitled An Act Relating to Hunting Licenses.
Resources.
Senate Bill number 435 by Senator Ziegler by request, entitled An Act Relating to the Regulation of Entry into Alaska Commercial Fisheries and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. We have before us a second reading, Senate Bill 128. Senate Stand to Deal. Have before us a second reading, Senate Bill 128.
Senate Bill number 128 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Transfer of Attendance Areas or Federal Agency Schools and Providing for an Effective Date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends a committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, who signed no recommendation. Senator Coletta and Senator Bradley signed no recommendation. Senators Ferguson and Chance signed do pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends the Health, Education, and Social Service Committee's committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Chance, Holman, Poland, and Sackett. Excuse me, the Finance Committee also recommended an amendment.
Mr. President,
Senator Ray,
adoption of the
Senate Hess Committee substitute?
Yes, sir.
Senator Ray moves the adoption of the Senate Hess Committee substitute. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Well, it's just a better bill, President, to clarify the activities of the transfer and make it the mutuality, et cetera.
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Health, Education, Social Services Committee substitute. Is there objection? Without objection. Are there any amendments?
The Finance Committee amendment is to page 1, line 23 and 24. Delete 9 days of accumulated sick leave for each year the teacher has taught. Insert the actual number of days of accumulated sick leave that the teacher has earned while teaching.
Senator Ray?
I would move the Finance Committee
amendment. Senator Ray moves the adoption of amendment number 1. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
President, in the committee substitute, it said that they should be allowed 9 days of accumulated sick leave for each year, and this didn't seem realistic. Actually, they should be allowed as many days as they have coming, and that's what the Finance Committee amendment does. And I would now ask you to move. I would ask unanimous consent.
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number 1. Is there objection? Without objection. Number 1 is adopted. Are there further amendments?
I have an amendment number 2 by Senator Huber to page 1, line 18. Delete have received in the federal agency school. Insert new language following the word would. Receive in the transferred to district with the same qualifications and tenure as if he had been employed by the transferred to school district during the period he was employed in the federal agency schools. Excuse me, I'll read that again, I think. Insert new language following the word would. Quote, receive in the transferred to district with the same qualifications and tenure as if he had been employed by the transferred to school district during the period he was employed in the federal agency schools.
Senator Huber? Senator Huber moves and asks unanimous consent for the adoption of amendment number 2. You have the floor, Senator Huber.
The purpose of the amendment was to make it clear to you that you would have the same amount of privileges, tenure, and wages as you would have the employee of the new district all the time, who picked up the exact idea was to keep from having any differences between what other teachers in the area were transferring to our getting the same amount of experience.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I have no big thing about the amendment, although I do know that we did have the lobbyists for the teacher association. In our finance committee, when we went over the bill that they would like to support was the amended version of the committee substitute. So I would have to do it.
Senator Huber?
Mr. President, it was raised before when it was on the floor, and I wouldn't mind withdrawing the amendment. I would like to understand what happened to that phrase.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall amendment number 2 be adopted? As many as favor, say aye.
Aye.
As many as oppose, no.
No.
Noes have it, and the Senate has failed to adopt amendment number 2. Are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Curtillo?
President, absent any further amendments, I will ask
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 128 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading Senate Bill 128. Senate stand at ease. Secretary will read Senate Bill 128 in third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 128, amended, entitled An Act Relating to the Transfer of Federal Agency Schools and Providing for an Effective Date.
Their discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, the Senate Bill 128 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Show 16 yeas, no nays, 2 excused, 2 absent.
Senator Curtillo? Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then Senate Bill 128 with an effective date. We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 320.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
Through the chair,
Senator Ziegler. Senator Curtillo. Senator Ray. Senator Ray moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 320 be held in second reading until Monday's calendar. Is there objection? Without objection. Bill 320 will appear in second reading on Monday's calendar. Have before us Senate Bill, in second reading, Senate Bill 334.
Senate Bill number 334 by the Rules Committee by request entitled An Act Enabling a Mutual Bank to Invest in a Property Improvement Note in a Principal Amount Not in Excess of $10,000. The Commerce Committee has had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtillo, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Orsini. Senator Willis had no recommendation. I have no amendments.
Senator Curtillo? Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 334 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you in final passage. Without objection. Third reading, Senate Bill 334.
Senate Bill number 334, entitled An Act Enabling a Mutual Bank to Invest in a Property Improvement Note in a Principal Amount Not in Excess of $10,000.
Any discussion? Senator Coletta?
Yes, Mr. President, it's a very simple bill. It's a clarification of the existing banking statute. There's been some disagreement as to whether a note could be for $10,000 in principal excluding interest or including interest. And to allow lenders to have the benefit of the full $10,000, that's the reason for the correction. It's not including the interest amount.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? The question is, shall Senate Bill 334 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, no nays, 2 excused, 2 absent.
The Senate Bill 334. Have before us in second reading, Senate Bill 380. That's 344.
Senate Bill number 344 by Senators Willis, Rohde, Bradley, and Chance, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for a Residential Facility for the Mentally Retarded and Providing for an Effective Date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had this bill under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, who had no recommendation. Senators Coletta, Bradley, and Chance recommend that it do pass. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends a committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Chance, Poland, and Holman.
Senator Ray. Senator Ray moves the adoption of the Senate Finance Committee substitute, Senate Bill 344. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
Upon research, Mr. President, I found that the Hope Cottage, $100,000 was not enough for them, and also with the facility in Anchor, you could not take care of Southeast. They have already have a comprehensive child care center here in Juneau. It was felt perhaps to support the facilities in Anchor to take care of Southeast.
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee report. Senator Curtula.
I have some objection to this. This is generally below the Finance Chairman's minimum.
Is there objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee report? Without objection. Finance Committee report's adopted. Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Curtula.
President, absent any amendments, move as unanimous consent to place up to Senate Bill 344 be considered gross and after being placed upon passage.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 344 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, we have before us in third reading Senate Bill 344.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 344, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for Residential Facilities for Those with Developmental Disabilities and Providing for an Effective Date.
Is there a discussion? Ready to vote? The question is, shall Senate Bill 344 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Shows 17 yeas, no nays, 2 excused, 1 absent.
Senator Curtula.
President,
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, Senate Bill 344 with an effective date passed the Senate. We have before us in second reading Senate Bill 380.
Senate Bill number 380 by Senators Croft, Chance, Holman, and Miller, entitled An Act Relating to Teacher Retirement Fractional Credit and Medical Coverage. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had this bill under consideration, recommends it do pass with an amendment. Report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bradley, Chance, and Coletta. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends a committee substitute. Report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Chance, Poland, Sackett, and Holman.
Senator Ray. introduce the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. You have the floor, Senator Ray.
What that is, we did in the Finance, Mr. President, was to remove the medical coverage for the knowledge of the practical service credit.
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute. Is there objection? Without objection, Finance Committee substitute adopted. Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments to the committee substitute.
Senator Holmes, the HESS amendment was to the original bill and not to the committee.
Yes, the same effect as the committee substitute.
In the absence of any further amendment, Senator Curtula.
I'm asking as consent to Senate Bill 380.
Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 380 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on the final passage. Without objection, before us in third reading, Senate Bill 380.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 380, entitled An Act Relating to Teacher Retirement Fractional Credit.
Senator Ray. Further discussion? Senator Orsini?
A question on the lines 21 and 22. It says, if services performed on a part-time basis, one half credit shall be given for each day of service. I can't see which the credit. The rest of the bills pertain if you serve for 27 days or 0.1 years. Is a 0.1 year a credit? I just don't understand.
Senator Champ?
I'd like to point out that language is already in the current law. The change that this bill is making in the current law is deleting the date there of July 1, '67.
Further discussion? You ready to vote?
Aye.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 380 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary, I'll take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, no nays, one absent, two excused.
So Senate Bill 380 has passed the Senate. Senate stand at ease. Senate stand at ease. First and second reading, Senate Bill 412.
Senate Bill number 412 by Senators Huber, Butrovich, and Miller, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to Carl Samber for the Loss of His Boat and Providing for an Effective Date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Chance, Poland, and Homan. I have no amendments.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, absent many amendments, we'll ask for unanimous consent to Senate Bill 412 and Senator Gross passed the reading
and final passage. Senator Curtula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 412 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, third reading, Senate Bill 412.
Senate Bill number 412, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to Carl Samber for the Loss of His Boat and Providing for an Effective Date.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, first time I signed a committee report to paid Carl Samber was over 6 years ago. He was paid Carl Samber.
Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, we probably spent $1,100 in bill processing costs in this time. I hope we pay him this time.
Question.
Further discussion, Senator Huber?
Mr. President, if anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Yes. Question is, shall Senate Bill 412 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has every senator voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Show 16 yeas, no nays, two absent, two excused.
Senator Curtula.
President, I'm going to ask you to send the
Mr. Tilden moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered to vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then Senate Bill 412 with an effective date passed the Senate. Have before us in second reading House Bill 72.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 72 amended by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Creating the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and prescribing its organization, powers, and duties and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Buttrovich, Chance, Poland, and Sackett. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Rohde, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis, Bradley, and Ferguson. I have no amendments.
Senator Petula.
This is the House Committee substitute.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I'm asking consent. House Bill 72, considering gross mass being placed
in the House. Senator Petula moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 72 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection. Third reading, House Bill 72.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 72 amended entitled An Act Creating the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and prescribing its organization, powers, and duties and providing for an effective date.
Any discussion? Senator Ray.
Thank you, Mr. President. The theory of this bill is that the state would create a corporation which would operate by purchasing municipal bond issues at the time when several municipalities are in a position to issue bonds. It would buy only general obligation bonds, and only a sufficient number of municipalities have bonds with approximately an equal rating and similar characteristics, such as the same maturity dates. Then the bond bank would put out a prospectus providing bids on bonds which would buy the bond bank. These would be revenue bonds of the bank, payable from the revenue derived from municipal bonds purchased by the bank. The bank's bonds would be backed by a reserve fund to be appropriated by the legislature for this purpose, equal to principal and interest payable in 1 year on the bonds issued by the bank. This bill anticipates that the state could sell a revenue bond of this type at a lower rate of interest than the municipalities can sell their general obligation bonds, because the state's larger issue would be more attractive than a number of municipal smaller issues, and the reserve fund would be additional security for the holders of the next bond. I urge support.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall House Bill 72 pass the Senate? Senator may speak to vote. Every senator voted, Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, no nays, 1 excused, 2 absent.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered to vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then House Bill 72 with an effective date passed the Senate. Have before us in second reading House Bill 73. Senator Cletter. Senate stand at ease. Senate, come to order. We have before us in second reading House Bill number 73.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 73 amended by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Reserve Fund of the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Rohde, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Willis, Bradley, and Ferguson. Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Buttrovich, Chance, Poland, and Sackett. The amendment by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee is to page 1, line 10, delete $1 million, insert $4 million.
Senator Ray?
The Finance Committee amendment is to page 1, line 10, delete $1 million, insert $3 million.
Senator Ray?
Mr. Mr. President, I would move for the adoption of the Finance Committee amendment.
Senator Ray moves the adoption of the Finance Committee amendment, changing $1 million to $3 million. Senator Ray, you have the floor.
This was a figure agreed upon by the House. Actually, what it is, Mr. President, since the original bill went in at $2,665,000, the inflationary rate was 7 cents, it was now $3 million, which is saving us $2,665,000.
Senator Ray asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the Finance Committee amendment. Is there objection? Without objection, the Finance Committee amendment is adopted. Are there further amendments? Does the Community and Regional Affairs Committee wish to offer its amendment in light of the
Finance? No, Mr. President.
Are there further amendments?
Request to be withdrawn.
Are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Curtillo?
President, I ask for the amendment. I'll ask for the amendment. House Bill 73. Bill stands to be in place.
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill number 73 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on the final passage. Without objection. For some third reading, House Bill 73.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 73, amended in the Senate, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Reserve Fund of the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority and Providing for an Effective Date.
Through discussion. Ready to vote. Question is, shall Senate Bill 73 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote, secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 nay, 2 excused, 1 absent.
Senator Cotullo. Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, House Bill number 73 with an effective date passed the Senate. I have before us in second reading House Bill 296.
House Bill number 296 by Representative Bradner, entitled An Act Relating to Teachers' Retirement Benefits and Providing for an Effective Date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had this bill under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta, Bradley, and Chance. The Finance Committee also considered this bill and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Poland, Sackett, and Holman. I have no amendments.
Senator Curtillo. Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent that House Bill 296 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection, before us in third reading, House Bill 296.
House Bill number 296, entitled An Act Relating to Teachers' Retirement Benefits and Providing for an Effective Date.
Under discussion, Senator Ray.
Passage of this legislation, Mr. President, has no direct fiscal impact on the state.
Further discussion? You ready to vote? Question is, shall House Bill 296 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted, secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote, secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, no nays, 1 absent, 2 excused.
Senator Curtillo. Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause. Without objection, then, House Bill 296, effective date, has passed the Senate. That concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Senator Clark.
Yes, Mr. President, the privilege of the floor is comment on an action that the body just completed.
Without objection, you have the floor.
I have
an
objection,
Senator Ray. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, we sort of get into a pattern in the way of doing things, and I think we have followed that pattern fairly nicely throughout the duration of this session. And that is that most of the Senate's business has been retained by the clerk until the conclusion of the Senate's activity for the day. We've made motions to reconsider pieces of legislation that we might have had reconsiderations on at a particular time in the calendar. And I think that was done with good justification. Everyone has waited until the completion of the calendar as a rule to make their motion to reconsider. We concurred in the changes in Senate Bill 149. And of course, generally in the past, it's been at least the president's consideration to notify the body if a bill was going to be transmitted before the conclusion of today's activities. Well, that happened today on Senate Bill 149, because I had every intention to move that we reconsider our action on the concurrence of Senate Bill 149. And I find that that's been transmitted out of the Senate without notification. And as I say, I don't know what the rule says or what the interpretation of the rule on that may be, but I do know what the action has been and the courtesy that's been extended by the chair in the past when a piece of legislation is going to be acted on in that instance and then transmitted out. And I would like to, in the future, see that we just have a clarification or else interrupt the calendar after an action and move for the reconsideration of things then and there.
Mr. McLetta, the Senate concurred unanimously in the adoption of the report. Are there further special orders? Announcement of committee meeting? Senator Homan?
Mr. President, under special orders, I would like to announce a meeting tomorrow afternoon.
Announce or denounce?
Denounce on Monday. at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Sandy Beach in Sandy Beach Park in Douglas, will be a contest of skills, the game of softball. The legislature, its staff, and friends have challenged the combined talents of the Bullwinkle softball players and those of the Red Dog Saloon. The losers are supposed to pick up the cost of refreshments, which are going to be quite considerable. everyone related to the legislature is invited to participate. However, there are some rather elaborate plans for tomorrow, and it's going to require buying steaks and refreshments. We'd like to have all those that are intending to attend to give us their names so that we might go off the list and order the appropriate amounts of refreshments.
Senator Ray?
Also, we're under special orders at this time. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent today. Be excused from the call of the Senate May 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Personal business.
Senator Ray moves and ask unanimous consent that he be excused from the call of the Senate on May 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Without objection. Senator Ray. Further announcement of committee meetings? Senator Homan?
Just a question first. Do we know when budget on is going to be scheduled? Senate Hess will meet at 10 o'clock in the Assembly of Parkers to discuss the four bills that were considered that were announced yesterday. And we'll have them posted. Also, on Tuesday, we'll schedule a hearing for Senate Bill 104, a supplemental appropriation for the Department of Education.
Senator Ray?
Finance Committee will be here tonight.
Further announcement of committee meeting? Senator Ferguson? Senator Stanley?
Senator President, I understand the budget audit is meeting today at 10 o'clock, so Hess, and that is anticipated that that will be a short meeting, so Hess will meet at 10:30 or wherever the budget audit is.
Further announcement of committee meeting? Senator Cartula?
Commerce will meet at 10:30. Hopefully for not over half an hour continuation of yesterday's hearing on the bus transport problem. Mr. President, there's no more action for this body. I move unanimous consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Senator Cartula moves and asks unanimous consent to Senate stand adjournment until 10 o'clock Monday morning. Without objection.